Iron on the base. Boy Minet. No, no, no. That's Iron Alpha on the base. What am I saying? Iron Alpha on the base. I'm sorry. Iron Alpha on the base. Daf Ayin Aleph on the base today. Today is Daf Ayin Beis. Okay, today is Daf Ayin Beis. And we're gonna start. It's right smack in the middle of the sugya. It's not possible, so we have to go back Daf Ayin. Have to go back Daf Ayin Aleph on the base. Itmar. Okay, here we go. Itmar. Ochal Shnei Zeisei Chelev. A person needs two Zeisei Chelev. Pelamechot. Person needs two. Olive, two shiurim behelam echad lom neshashayla v'noydeloy al harishon v'chazar v'noydeloy al hashen. Okay, we'll look at it over here. It's a very beautiful sugya. The sugya is jam packed with in the most intense lomdis, the gantz shas. This is a shas sugya. You know the sugya. You know kol Torah kula. Purse needs two zaysim. Let's make times. Okay, he eats two zaysim for breakfast. He has a filet shikdik of breakfast. And he eats two zeisim of chalef, 9 o'clock. At 12 o'clock in the afternoon, he realizes that he ate one zayis of chalef. That's
Does it
at.
Which one?
What?
Does it matter which one?
It doesn't matter which one. All he knows is that at 12 o'clock, he realized that he ate one zayis. And then at 3 o'clock, he realized that he ate the second zayis. So he came to the realization, he ate two zeisim, and he came to the realization, he ate the two zeisim at two different points in time. The question is, how many korbanos is he chayiv to bring? Do we say what's called yidia mechalik? Since he only became aware of one zeis at a time, he is chayiv to bring two separate korbanos for each zeis. One for the realization at 3 o'clock, and one for the realization at 3 o'clock. Or do we say that since sachakol he ate two zeisim, so let me take a step back. What would happen if at 12 o'clock he would become aware that he ate at 9 o'clock two zeisim? There is no one that disagrees. He's only chayef one carbon chata. So if he has one yidiyah, if at 12 o'clock he comes to the realization that 9 o'clock he ate two zeisim, everyone agrees he's only chayef to bring one carbon chatas because that.
Even though there's one at 9 and 1 at 10.
Correct. That's correct. That is correct. That is correct. Correct. Even if it was 9 and 10, 11, that point is not really relevant. Because when he ate the Zaysim, he was totally not aware. That factor never plays into... Right. That doesn't make a difference. If he ate 9, 10, it doesn't make a difference. He ate two Zaysim in the morning. We'll make it simple. He ate for breakfast two. He had one portion. He told the waiter, do me a toiva, I want another portion. Give me another portion.
Breakfast, and then he had a late breakfast.
Fine. Correct. Two zeisim of chalef. If he at 12 o'clock becomes aware that the restaurant is not kosher and both zeisim are chalef, there is no one that disagrees. He's only chayef to bring one karbon chatos. That is poshut admoid. The shaila is where his yidia is broken up into two parts. At 12 o'clock he becomes aware that he ate one zeis, and at 1 o'clock, at 3 o'clock, he becomes aware that he ate the second zeis. So here is the dilemma. Do we say that a yediyah alone, just an awareness, is enough to separate zeis A from zeis B so that he will be obligated to bring two separate animals, korbanos, in the Beis HaMikdash? Or do we say that since at this... Yeah?
Is the
yediyah, is a machshava... Is a machshava? Does a machshava have such koyach, such toikif, a thought have so much power that a thought alone is enough to change his status that he has to bring two korbanos, a korban not for the first zayis and a second entirely separate korban for the second zayis? Or do we say that since seif kol seif, he did not yet separate, was not mafrish the korban on behalf of the first piece of chalef, he's safe? When he now, at 3 o'clock, becomes aware that he ate a second piece of chalef, he can set aside one carbon chatos, and that one carbon chatos will be mechaper for both zeisim that he ate in the morning. That is a dilemma. This is a very... Now, we're going to break up this dilemma into many more parts. What? The Gemara is going to discuss that in one moment. The Gemara is, you remember very well from 7 years ago. You remember all the details. The Gemara is going to discuss it very soon. We're going to get there in one moment. Let's first go get to the details. We're going to come in for a moment. Excellent. So here's the machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says chayiv shtayim. Rabbi Yochanan says he chayiv two. This is mamish. This machlokes between Yochanan and Shlokish touches upon. We're not here to learn agada, but if you were to learn agada, this fataiches the mahus, the essence between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. Rabbi Yochanan holds a machshava alone is boiri olamis, whereas Reish Lakish holds lemaisa. You have to remember that Rabbi Yochanan was the rabban shel Yisrael. He was the mechaber of the Talmud Yerushalmi. Talmud Yerushalmi, this targets upon so many. This piece of Gemara opens up a world of a difference between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. It explains the relationship between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Every machlokes in Gan Shas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is rooted in this machlokes. Yesh, is Yediyah Mechalik or is Yediyah not Mechalik? Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish that if you'll do teshuva, I'll give you my sister in marriage. Because Rabbi Yochanan's little shitasei. Rabbi Yochanan did not demand from Reish Lakish anything. All he said was, accept, be Mechabel, you'll do teshuva, it's good enough for me, you can marry my sister. Or my daughter, whatever it was, my sister. How could that be? How could Rabbi Yochanan trust Reish Lakish that he would be chayzer b'shuva? A Kabbalah? Just because you're mekabel, you're going to do teshuva, it's good enough? Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai, yidia is mechalek. Ad k'dei kach, you bring a carbon on the mizbeach, it's not called chulin b'azara. These are dvarim ha'imdim b'rumai shel olam nismach lekar. Rabbi Sholim, you hear what I'm saying over here? Rabbi Sholim, you with me? Gvaldik. Vait. Chayiv shtayim Reish Lakish Amar Einoi Chayiv El Achas. A Kabbalah, a Yediyah is garnished. You got to do a Maisa. What's the Maisa? So now we're going to go right into the Gemara. The Gemara is going to break up down into two different possible Maises. Mais number one is a Hafrosha. To take an animal and separate the animal as a carbon. That's a Hamaisa. Or some will hold, you have to go so far to actually bring the carbon. But if you mafresh the animal, maybe according to Reish Lakish, if you set aside the animal at 12 o'clock, you have yediyah at 12 o'clock, one kazayis, and at 1 o'clock you set aside the animal, and at 3 o'clock you realize that you ate a second kazayis, you can use the same animal that you set aside at 1 o'clock to be mechaper for the yediyah that you had at 3 o'clock. At kadei kach.
He says, Splinter, where did he say that you have to bring?
I told you now, I told you the whole daf. I just said to you in 10 words, the whole daf Gemara. All we know so far, according to the words of the Gemara, is according to Yochanan, Yediyah, a machshava alone is enough to require you to bring separate karbonas. Reish Lakish disagrees. You need a maisa. Question, what maisa? What's the maisa that you need that's going to be mechalek? Is the maisa just the designation of the carbon? That's already enough. Or is the maisa the actual hakrova al gabe mizbeach? Okay, that we have yet to see. Let's go back to the Gemara over here. Says Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Rabbi Shlomo Poto, Rabbi Shlomo Amar in Chayiv Lachas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv. Why? Now that each one has a makar. What's the makar? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv. Why? It's a pasuk. Stay in the pasuk al chatos vehevi. It says that you bring al chatos vehevi. These words are extra to darshan. Each recognition. It's blushin yachid al chatos. Why did the Torah need to say this all together? We can't go through all the pratim because we'll never be here forever. But just let's just basic idea is these words are extra in the pasuk, and the fact that it's written blushin yachid. It's come to teach you that when a person becomes aware that he did a single avera, that is enough to be mechalik. The idea is mechalik, he brings a carbon. But Reish Lakish Amar Poter, he has a different drasha. There's an extra mem. One letter makes all the difference in the world. Mei chatosa v'nislach loy. A person, even if he only knows about part of his chet, the mem, what's the mem? May means part of his sin, that is sufficient. If in this lachlo, he'll be forgiven. Now, the Gemara explained, that was when a person ate two zaysim, and he only becomes aware of one zayis, and that's one zayis, it doesn't matter. That yediyah of knowing part will work for every, even though he only became aware of May, 50% of what he actually did, it doesn't matter. The Pasuk says, V'nislach loy. When he will ultimately bring the carbon will be mechaper for the entire chait, 100% of the chait, even though his yediya, when he became aware, at the first moment of awareness, was only for 50%. Doesn't matter. You became aware at 50%. When you will ultimately bring the carbon will work for the entire Aveira. One carbon is enough. No, we're dealing it's Pashut and Moed, one Aveira. It's the same Aveira. A person ate two kizaisim of chalev, not where he ate a chalev and dam. If he ate chalev and dam, it's two shemois. Then everyone agrees he needs to bring two separate korbanos, and a yediya on one chait will not be mechaber for another chait. We're dealing here, we ate two zaisim, he did the same avera twice. The same avera twice. Vaita, the Gemara says, Vanisal, now the Gemara wants to over here, what does each man, the Omar, do, the other person's position? The fact the Gemara of Reish Lakish, Aksiv al Chatosai, Reish Lakish, what will he do with the Pasuk that says, Reish Lakish that says you don't, that the idea is not Mechalik? What will he do with the Pasuk of Reish Lakish that says a Yediya alone is Mechalik? Reish Lakish, Haksiv al Chatosai Vehevi. So the Gemara answers, or he answers, Ahu la'achar kapara. No. That Pasuk is going to be used where a person already offered the carbon. In other words, if at 12 o'clock he discovered that he ate one zayis, and immediately thereafter at 12:01 he goes to the mikdash and he brings a carbon, and then at 3 o'clock he becomes aware that he ate a second piece of chalev, he has to bring a separate carbon. Because he was a zayis, he lost out. Because he was so swift to bring the carbon immediately, and he didn't investigate and discover that he did more averus, when he will discover at 3 o'clock that he ate a second kezias, since the carbon was already offered, even Reish Lakish agrees you need to bring a separate carbon. It's only where you did not yet get kapara. Rabbi Yochanan Am Yaksev Mechatosai. Oh, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the word Mechatosai? Which indicates that a yediya is not Mechalik. The word Mechatosai is mashma, even if you become aware of part of the Avera, that is sufficient. The Gemara answers, Hacham Mayaskim Gon Shachal Kazayasu Mechsa. Very unique case. He ate, this what you alluding to, he ate a Kazayas and a half. A whole Kazayas and a Mechsa. And then you only became aware on a kezayis, but you did not yet know about the chatzi zayis. And then you ate another chatzi zayis. Now, if you would take the concept of Rabbi Yochanan to its natural conclusion, the result would be you'd be chayiv a second carbon chatos. Because if a yediya is mechalek, if you only became aware of one kezayis, the other chatzi zayis is completely separate. And now if you will eat another chatzi zayis and then become aware of the two chatzi zayisim, you should be chayiv to bring another carbon chatos. Kamashmon, Rabbi Yochanan says, even I, who hold that a yediya is mechalek, it's not mechalek 100%. There is a hechatim so where it's not mechalek. For example, where you ate a kezayis and a shirayim and a chatzi shir, then we can say we apply the pasuk mechatosai to allow the carbon, to allow the yediya, the awareness of what you have done, to carry with it not just the full kezayis, but the shirayim, the chatzi zayis that came later on. L'mayin afkamina.
Why can't you use a simpler example? Half a design and a half a cloth.
Oh, you're asking a very good question. What would happen if you ate two chatzis and then you came, you had a yediyah? So l'chor, the answer is a yediyah on a chatzi zayis is garnished. It doesn't count for nothing. If you ate a chatzi zayis and then you had a yediyah, that's not called a yediyah. The malchut, you're saying a mordig yisa, you're saying over here, lonish rashi v'shir. This is like mamish rashi v'shir. You see from this that a yediyah on a chatzi zayis is not called a yediyah. In order for the yediyah to have a chalois yediyah, it has to be chal on a zayis. Once it's chal on a zayis, it can bring with it the chatzi zayis. Yeah? But if you only had a yediyah on a chatzi zayis, it's not a yediyah. It's not a yediyah. Yeah? A yediyah has to be chal on a dover sheyesh b'mamish. It's not a dover sheyesh b'mamish. I mean, it has to be chal on a full zayis. Once it's chal on a full zayis, if we have left over the remainder of the fraction is another chatzi zayis, then Rabbi Yochanan applies the pasuk mechatasai to drag in the other chatzi zayis. So that yediyah now covers the zayis and the chatzi zayis. Now, if later in the day you eat another chatzi zayis, that chatzi zayis stands on its own. It's pachus mikashir, and there will never be potential for that to be chayev a carbon chatos. Because if you would not say this chiddush, you would say that the logical conclusion of Rabbi Yochanan is the idea is like a sharp knife. It separates anything after a zayis, and the other chatzi zayis doesn't count for anything. Kamash Malon, even Rabbi Yochanan has to agree to the yesoid of Reish Lakish. It says in the pasuk mei chatosai, there's a mem, and that mem allows you to expand the scope of your yediyah to things that are still yet unknown. All right, you got it? By the way, do you hear me clearly?
It's crackly, but I'm getting the point. I'm mistarif the words you said before the crackles, and I'm mistarif to the things you said after the crackles. As long as you enough words before the crackle, I can be mistarif. But if you didn't say enough before the crackle, I can't be mistarif after the crackle.
It was better with the other machine? I'm using a different machine today. Was it better with the other machine? What?
I don't know.
It's clear? Okay. Maybe I'll get a microphone. This computer is much easier to use than the phone. It's much, much easier. I have to just go work on the sound, get the sound better. But by the way, it's already going to be over soon. They say you're going to come out of your hole. The governor said that we can go to Shavuos. Cuomo said Shavuos. You can go back to shul.
Only for Shavuos.
What?
Only for Shavuos.
Only?
Yeah.
And after Shavuos?
Back to before.
Yes, that's what he said? That's what he said?
Yeah, it's a Memorial Day slash Shavuos special.
Oh yeah? That's what he said? Weiter. I can't hear, it's not, see, I can't, when you talk, I can't hear, I have to make it louder. How do you make it louder on this machine? Okay, now I made it louder. Okay, let's go weiter. Okay, this is the machloikis. Okay, now. So mahu the same of nilo lachazay mahu the same of lit starfu kamash mulan. You may say that it's kamash. No, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees to the aside of that the idea mechata says is going to cover you for what you have not yet become aware of. Okay, now amalei ravino ravashi. Now we're coming now into a major machlokes over here. To explain, we have over here the basic yisoides. We have the basic yisoides, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the Shas Sugya. And now we come to Rabbi Ravashi, the Yisad Leikoy, the Mafrosh Plegi. There's a Nayim Machloikis. There's a Machloikis on the Machloikis. There's a Machloikis where exactly they argue. So he says, the Yisad Leikoy, the Mafrosh Plegi, the only Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is where it's pure Yediyah. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Stam a thought has the koyach to separate the first zayis from the second zayis." Umar Savar, no, hafrosha is mechalkes. you need to do a ma'isa. What's the ma'isa? You don't need to actually put the animal on the mizbeach. Do a shechita, kabbalah, lach, and zrika. It's enough to designate the animal. According to Reish Lakish, once the animal has been designated, even though it's not yet been brought to the Beis HaMikdash and offered, that's already closure. That's already the end. And if you later become aware that you ate the second kezias, even Reish Lakish will agree that you are required to bring a second karbon chatas. Av liachar frasha, moedilei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan dechai v'shtayim. Is that that's one dilemma? I didn't really say the isyadale liachar frasha pligi. You want to say azoy? No, we said tremendous chiddush. The machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is going when you're is doing bedavka pufakert. After you separated the animal has been separated, but has not yet been offered. And now you realize, wait a minute, I ate a second kezias. So here Rabbi Yochanan says, the ma'isa hafrosha is mechalik. That's what it means, yidiya is mechalik. It doesn't mean yidiya alone, a machshava alone, like I told you originally, in this tzad. A yidiya must be accompanied by epis a ma'isa. What's epis a ma'isa? You did a hafrosh. You were not makrovit, but you did a hafrosh. The marsav hafrosh is mechalkos. The marsav our kaparo is mechalkos. Where Shlokish says, in order to be mechalik, you have to go all the way and has to be offered on the mizbeach. Oh, aval, but according to this side of the dilemma, koidem hafrosh, but let's say it was purely in your mind, then the Gemara is entertaining the possibility. Even Rabbi Yochanan will agree. Even in that case, he's going to admit. Okay, so we here we want to go over here. The Gemara over here wants to present a dilemma. Maybe with the we have here. All we know is that there's a difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Questions: where exactly do they disagree? Do they disagree where it's pure machshava, but after hafrosha, everyone agrees, even Reish Lakish agrees to korbanos, or no? The machloikis is after hafrasha, after kapara, everyone agrees to korbanos, and before hafrasha, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees. You only bring one korban when you will later discover that you ate a second piece of chalav. That is the Gemara's dilemma. Idilma, or maybe.
Here yeah, you think the diuk is the same for the psukim?
Oh, the psukim right.
Give you a gilui of which
no,
one it is?
No, it does not. It does not. We have two psukim. One pasuk is mei chatosai, and one pasuk is al chatosai. Al chatosai is mashma singular. There's a chiluk, and mei is partial. And you can go, or dilemma, one more line, or there's a third side to the dilemma. See, normally when we have dilemmas, we have normally two sides. In this instance,
it's two sides, but there's many different steps. So
correct.
At any point in time, you could say the difference.
Exactly. But look at the next line of Gemara. The next, look at the next line. Oidilma bein bezu bein bezu machloikis. The Gemara is entertaining the possibility of the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is going both when it's pure machshava, pure thought, and also when you did the hafrasha. Both, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you did not do a ma'isa, you just set aside, yeah, even if you just had a thought, all I had was a machshava ba'alma. Wait a minute, at 9 o'clock in the morning, I ate one piece of chalef. And then at 3 o'clock, I realized I ate a second piece of chalef, and you did not do a hafrasha. Rabbi Yochanan says a machshava alone is mechalek. And it's certainly going to be mechalek when you did the hafrasha. Reish Lakish says, not only is a machshava not mechalek, a hafrosh is also not mechalek. They argue in two cases. And the only places where they, the only place where Reish Lakish will agree to Rabbi Yochanan is achar kapara. Okay, so we have over here sacha kol. We have over here basically three different cases. We have pure machshava, we have hafrosha and kapara. And we know that there's machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan is more liberal. He's more into the machshava. I don't know if that's the right word in this context, but he's more, he wants to be, he's more open to chiluk. he's more open to division, and Reish Lakish is less open to division, because Reish Lakish's focus is the word may, and Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk is al chatosoy. And now the Gemara's second layer of dilemma is, where exactly do they argue? Do they argue only in one of the three cases? Or do they argue in two of the cases? And if they argue in one of the cases, are they arguing the case part one, where it's pure machshava, but part two and part three, everyone agrees it's mechalek? Or do they argue in case two, where it's achar hafrasha, but in case three, everyone agrees it's going to be mechalek, and in case one, everyone agrees that it's not mechalek? These are the three different possibilities in the sugya. And the Gemara now wants to bring the raya. What's the raya? You already alluded to the raya in the way you question. The Gemara brings a raya. The Gemara says, Amale. Okay, it's the last small line in the Gemara. Amale. So Rabbi Reish Lakish gave the answer. Amale Mistavra. It's logical.
Rabbi Ashi.
Rabbi Ashi. Right. Correct. Amale. Mistavra. It's logical. Bein Mizu. Machloikis. Across the board. Machloikis is in both case A and case B, where it's pure machshava and achar hafrasha. Why the isla kadaitach kodem hafrasha plevitam? The machlokes is before hafrasha. Even there, if machlokes is going kodem hafrasha, is going before hafrasha. But aval yachar hafrasha modulei reish lakish rabbi yochanan chayiv shtayim eibazei. So why then this is really your kasha? Why then did he zet sign the pasuk ad moikim lo kol li achar kapara? Why in the world did he zet sign the pasuk? His words were ach kapara. When we went back to the original Braisa, where Shlokish says, it says in the pasuk, mechatosai. Mechatosai means until kapara. Like me liachar hafrasha. The achar hafrasha pligi. And if you're going to tell me they argue only after hafrasha pligi, avol kodim hafrasha moedid lei Rabbi Yochanan lei Shlokish, ve'ein chayv ela achas. So why didn't he zet sign the case of a chatzi zayis? Why couldn't he zet sign the pasuk of mechatosai is going in the case of where it was pure yedia? Ad the moikim lekra because mechza like makodim afrasha. Let establish the pasuk of mechatosai where it was kodim afrasha when it was pure machshava. So in other words, basically we really have four cases. If you realize, we have really four cases. Sach hakol, case number one is a kazayis umechza. Case number two is pure machshava. And case number three is as achar hafrasha, and case number four is achar kapara. And when they each one brought their respective raya, Rabbi Yochanan applied his raya. He applied the pasuk of Reish Lakish to case number one of kezayis umechza, and Reish Lakish applied the pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan to achar kapara. So they avoided the two middle cases. We have a total of four cases. And the psukim are being applied by the opponent to case number one and case number four. That leaves open case number two and case number three. It must be that's where the battle is taking place. That's the battle stations. That's where the machlok is taking place. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. The Etzem, I'll tell you, the Gemara itself, they themselves don't know where the Machlokes is. And when the Gemara over here says, applies the Pesukim to case one and case four, it's just saving grace. It's just to find an application that is certain to be applied. But in a Chanami, if we can clarify the dilemma, maybe Rabbi Yochanan will push it up, not just the case number one, will push it up to case number two as well. And maybe Reish Lakish will push it down, not just from case number four, will push it down to case number three. The Gemara's Vidilma, Sefuke Mesafkale. They themselves had this dilemma. And this is what the Gemara means today. The Im, Tim Salama, and the Gemara shall be read with the vocabulary of the Im, Tim Salama, Kamar. And here we go. Im, Tim Salama, Kamar, if you're going to suggest. But the Machloikis so, is.
Yechon and Reish Lakish were unsure with the people.
Correct.
Were discussing what they held were unsure.
Correct. Everyone was unsure. Everyone right. Lived in a world of uncertainty. Tachlis, Haidia, Sheneda, Sheloi, Neda. Im Tim Salama Kamar. Here we go. Im Tim Salama Kamar Frosha, the Machlaik is going to Kamar Frosha Pligi. Before that's the Machlaik is Rabbi Yochanan Hechem Kulalakra. Because I assume Echsa. V'im tim selay ma liachar afrasha pligi. The machloek is going liachar afrasha. After afrasha, reishlag shechem mogel lekra b'lach kapara. They're just playing it safe. But they themselves really do not know. It's not really clear exactly to where the machloek is. We don't really know where they argue. We don't even know. Mestam Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish had clarkite where they argued. But when they're applying, the Gemara is applying the Pasek, the Gemara, because the Gemara lacked clarity, the Gemara is applying the Pasek in the extreme scenarios. Okay, Vaita. Now we enter part B. Now this, what we've learned now is a beautiful sugya in and of itself. It's a yesoidaistika sugya, and it's just serving now as a foundation for the next sugya. The next sugi is the sugi of Asham Talui. Now, Asham Talui is a unique halacha. Not Asham Talui. Asham Vadai. And there are five times, there are five Ashamas. Four of the five, when a person brings, called an Asham Vadai. One example of an Asham Vadai, or one of the four examples of an Asham Vadai is when a person is ba on a Shifcha Charufa. What is a Shifcha Charufa? Two Perushim. A woman, a shifcha kananis, that was half freed. She was owned jointly by two partners, and one partner freed her, and the other partner did not. So she has a very bizarre status. She's half free, half slave. The Torah says that a man has relations with her. So what is she? Is she an ashes? Is she an ashes ish because she's designated to an eved ivri, or is she just a penuya, because there was a shifcha. So the halacha is a person chayiv malchus. Chayiv, he gets malchus, and he has to bring a carbon osham vadai. The other mahalich of a shifcha charufa, it means a woman that's been designated to an eved ivri. It means a full-fledged a shifcha kananis, but she has been designated to an eved ivri. And that gives her a status somewhere in the middle, and if a man, a regular Yisrael, has relations with her, he's chayiv to bring in osham vadai. And the law of osham vadai is unique. He's chayiv even if he does the avera b'mezid. Generally, a person never brings a carbon if he does an avera b'mezid. He doesn't deserve to bring a carbon. Asham Vadai is extremely rare and unique in that the Torah allowed a person to achieve atonement for doing an Avera B'mezit. Now, that's just a general law of Asham Vadai. But now there's another problem. What happens? Does a person need a Yediyah to know that what he is doing is wrong before he does the Avera to be Chayav a Karban? Let's take a step back, because the Gemara is going to present everything over here very quickly in a moment. When it comes to a Karban Chatas, the only time a person is chayiv if eating chaylev, person eats chaylev. So what does the Torah say? You bring a carbon chatas. Not so fast. A person has to have known once upon a time in his life that it is forbidden to eat chaylev. If a person never in his entire life was taught, had that experience, that awareness, that it is forbidden to eat chaylev, he will not bring a carbon chatas for chaylev. You have to know what you're doing. And likewise, after the person eats the chaylev, he has to become aware that he has done a crime. So you have to have a yediyah mitchilasoi and a yediyah misoifoi. And we learned before that if a person, let's say a person, 9 o'clock in the morning, he eats, let's say, 5 kizesim of chaylev. He tells the waiter, bring me out 5 kizesim. And he eats all 5. He eats all 5. And later at 12 o'clock, he becomes aware in one shot that he ate all 5. What is the halacha? He is chayiv to bring only one carbon chatas. What happens if a person goes 9 o'clock to the restaurant, 10 o'clock, 11, 12, same thing. And you become aware later on, you're only chayiv to bring one carbon chatas. The Gemara is now going to say, and I'll tell you the whole Gemara outside, so we'll go very quick. The Gemara is now going to make an amazing suggestion. This is Amanda Omar, who says that when it comes to Asham, you do not need to ever have gone to Cheder to have been taught that you're not allowed to have relations with a Shifcha Charufa in order to be eligible to bring a carbon Asham for the Aver of living with a Shifcha Charufa. The guy, fellow, goes along and he's bore on a Shifcha Charufa once, and they arrest him and they take him to court. And they say, do you know that you're not allowed to do this? Do you know? Did you know that you're not allowed to go and be bo on a shiv harufa? And he says, what are you talking about? When I went to cheder, they told me there's something called an eshes ish. They told me there's something called this, that. They never told me about a shiv harufa, a mandekar shemei. I don't even know what you're talking about. Well, guess what? You were absent that day. There's something called a shiv harufa, and you did an avera. And therefore, you chayiv now to bring a carbon oshan. So the guy says, what do you mean? But I have to have a yidia mitchila. To bring a carbon, you have to know that it's also and forget before you bring a carbon. So they say to him, guess what? Today is your lucky day. Osham is different than chatos. Chatos needs a yidia mitchila. But an osham does not need a yidia mitchila. Even though you never ever knew in your entire existence that this act is forbidden, it doesn't matter. You've done it. You've committed the crime. Good enough. Go bring now your carbon asham. The Gemara now wants to make a quantum leap. A quantum leap like in Star Trek, where you go in warp speed to go who knows where, to say that just like you don't need a yediyah in the beginning, you don't need a yediyah ben kezayis le kezayis. If a yediyah is worthless, has no application before you do the avera, the concept of a yediyah between each achila is also meaningless. L'may nafkamina, guy in the morning he eats five kizesim, he's born a shiv chacharufa five times. Here, five times. For breakfast, he's born a shiv chacharufa five times.
Five different women.
It doesn't have to be five different women. It doesn't have to be five women. It could be the same woman. It doesn't have to be five different women. It doesn't make a difference.
I don't understand. How can he have a yediyah from one and not from the other beer? Each beer, he had a beer with a shiv chacharufa. What's the heichen timsa that he didn't know the second time, the third time, the fourth time?
Okay, he doesn't know that it's also to do this. What's the problem? I don't understand the problem.
Tell him, and then they tell him after the first, they tell him once that he did a beer. It's not possible for him not to be chayv on all five together. It's one yediyah.
I don't understand. There's no yediyah. The fellow went, he was bo on a shiv chacharufa five times. He just did it. He did it. One, two, three, four, five. Whether it's the same woman, whether it's five different women, doesn't make a difference. You want to line them up? Line them up. You want to be the same woman five times. Now, 12 o'clock, he reflects. What did I accomplish today in my life? Oh, I was born on the Shifra Harufa. Okay, that's my count. At 1 o'clock, he remembers, wait, I was born a second time on the Shiv Harufa. At 3 o'clock, he remembers that he was born a third time. At 4 o'clock, he remembers he was born a fourth time. And 5 o'clock, he remembers he was born a fifth time. So here you have five different yediyos, right? Now, let's for the moment make believe we're going like Rabbi Yochanan. According to the man, the tzad that says Rabbi Yochanan is mechalik, a yediyah alone is mechalik. So if this was chelev, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what would the halacha be? According to Rabbi Yochanan in the first tzad, if this was chelev, if he ate five pieces of five kizesim, and he had five different yediyahs, a yediyah of piece one, piece two, piece three, piece four, piece five, at 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, five karbanos. But now the Gemara is going to make a following, you say, that say, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's all fine and good when it comes to a carbon chatos for chelev. Because chatos needs a yediyah mitechila. Oh, a yediyah's choshev. Once the yediyah is choshev in the beginning, it's choshev to mechalek between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But when it comes to asham, a yediyah is meaningless. Because by a carbon asham, you don't need a yediyah before you do the Avera to be Mechayiv you a carbon asham. So just like the idea is meaningless, lefnei hachet, the idea is meaningless between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So as long as you have not yet brought your carbon asham, you only bring one carbon asham, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because the lamdis of a carbon asham is fundamentally different than the lamdis of a chatos. An asham, a yediyah, has no value. A chatos, a yediyah, has value. Got it?
Yeah, is it related to the fact that asham is chayav on nezid? Is that related, or it's a completely different svar?
It's not relevant. I do not know the answer to that question, but for our sugya, it does not appear to be relevant. What we need to know for our sugya is one yesod, is you don't need a yediyah lefnei hachet. If you don't need a yediyah, so yediyah has no value. Has no value lefnei, there's a svara. Who says, who says that?
What is it, the Gael of Shabbos?
We're going to come to that. We're going to come to Shabbos. The Gemara is going to try to bring a riot to this whole sugya from the sugya of Shabbos. Let's see if we get there. Ama'ula, afilu, ama'ula. Lamanda Amar, according to the manda Amar, that Oshem Vadai, loy ba'aya yidiyah b'tchila. Right? That's the Ikki Yisoid. This is the Yisoid. Oshem yidiyah. Out the window. Poof. Now, you don't need the yidiyah lefnei. Who says the yidiyah? The yidiyah in the middle is shayach to the yidiyah lefnei. But according to Lamanda, Yashem Vadai, why he does not need the yidiyah b'tchila. Oh, what about in this Shaila? Baal Chomesh B'ilois B'Shivcha Harufa. A Shivcha Harufa. L'Choyer, the Gemara means one Shivcha Harufa. Okay, it's Mashma, one woman. Okay, one woman. Einoy, and on the side of the Gemara it says, what?
Why does it have to be B'Shoigeg?
Where do you get B'Shoigeg? B'Shoigeg? I guess the answer is because if it was done b'mezid, the yediyahs don't apply. If it was done b'mezid, then you have a yediyah. You're right. No, I'll tell you why. The halacha is yichayv a carbon asham even if you do it b'mezid. The reason why here we needed to be b'shoigeg is because we want to break up the yediyahs. If a person did it b'mezid, then it's all continuous.
He did it the first one b'mezid, and then he realized he did the second one b'mezid, and then the third one b'mezid.
You're right. The Gemara is going to talk about that. If I'm not mistaken, the Gemara will I don't remember. The Gemara might bring the point up. Very good. Hold that machshava for one moment. It's a very important point, and if I'm not mistaken, we can have them in a moment. But bol chamesh rios fam b'shavas v'chavuv let's say b'shoigeg. And now, later in the day, you discover one at a time. Einoy chayiv ela achas, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. That's the point. Why? Because the idea here doesn't make a difference. Maskif lo Rav Hamnuna ela miata. What happens? Baal v'chazar mamash your case. B'mezid. Here's the mamash. What you're saying? Let's say ebazeh. If that's the case, that the idea doesn't make any difference. Exactly what the Gemara is saying. Why only b'shoigeg? Baal. The Chazar Boal, the Hifrish Carbon, the Omar, Hamtinuli, Ad She'evel, until I do it another time. Hachinami, then the Chayvel Achas. According to this Lamdis, that the Yediyah has absolutely no relevance. Exactly what you said, do B'mezid. And not only can you do B'mezid, the Gemara really is asking two questions here. Not only do it B'mezid, even if he was Mafresh a Carbon, he did it five, we did it. And now he set aside one carbon asham. And wait a minute.
The afrasha here. Why couldn't he say the question without the afrasha? No. Let him just say, I was boiled five times. I might as well. One carbon is going to do it for me. Why does it have to be a math? Why is the afrasha added?
I guess over here, the answer is because we want to include Reish Lakish in the equation. That's why. According to, we want to ask a question now that's true both according to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If we would ask the question, I kept on adding Rabbi Yochanan to bring out the point. But if you would say that he did it b'mezid only, that's only going to be true according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, you always have to have a Ma'isaf Rasha. We want to go and make the question true even according to Reish Lakish. Even according to Reish Lakish, who Yidmamish did a Hafrasha. And under normal circumstances, Reish Lakish will agree that a Hafrasha is Mechalik. And Rabbi Yochanan certainly holds Hafrasha as Mechalik. We had a dilemma, even according to Reish Lakish, maybe Hafrasha was not Mechalik. But certainly, you've gone another notch ahead with this Hafrasha. But if you're telling me Yidi is so meaningless, so if that's the case, so go even further. So the movie is telling a very big yisoid. The movie is telling us is this: don't get carried away. Don't get carried away with yourself. So svara, amalei ma'isa delach afrasha ka'amrit, ma'isa delach afrasha ka'amina. No one in this world can say such a thing. Hey, Nachinam, you have all the lumdis, you have this lumdis, and you're doing gymnastics here. A yediyah, when it comes to the case of Karma Chatas, according to Rabbi Yochanan, a yediyah is mechalik. A yediyah is over here, there's no such thing as a yediyah. When it comes to Karma Nashim, a yediyah is meaningless. It's true, a yediyah is meaningless. But once already you get to the Maisa Hafrasha, it's illogical. It's just illogical that if you designate an animal as a carbon for your Averas, and now you do another Avera, this is beyond the pale. It's not a matter of Yediya. You can challenge me regarding a Yediya. A Yediya means nothing. So now I did the Avera. I did Avera five, and I had five separate Yediyas. Okay, you may be right. Afrosha is beyond Yediya. It's beyond Yediya.
Could argue by Afrosha also. It's possible. Even after Afrosha, there's still a Machlekes of Yechanan and Mishlokas.
Oh, so you're asking a very good question. You're saying that since over here...
Here it's Mazid, I understand. There it's Shoygeng. But still, there was a difference.
That's the difference. See, that's the difference. That's exactly the difference. The difference is there. The Gemara entertained the possibility that even Rabbi Yochanan will hold Reish Lakish will hold one carbon is enough even after Hafrasha because it was still a shaygeg. Here, where it's a mazid, that's part of the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is there are two factors here. It's a mazid. The guy did, and he is mafresh. It's illogical that there could be such a mitzis in this world. Okay, the Gemara is not telling. The Gemara over here is not quoting a pasuk. There's no makar. The Gemara is saying a svara. It's a svara. It's a tremendous. It's a chiddush, but it's a very sad. The Gemara, you know, the Gemara. This is das Torah. There's a very powerful svara being presented. If a person knows what a person sets aside a karbon, I set aside for my past transgressions, and now I go do another avera. Wait a minute, there's something that's more fundamental. In the previous case, the Gemara before, he didn't do a new maisa. He did all of the averos 9 o'clock in the morning. The problem is, he set aside a carbon at 12 o'clock for one kezias. And he did not set aside that carbon for the second kezias. Now at 3 o'clock, he realizes he had a second kezias. But he didn't need another kezias. He didn't do a new maisa. The maisa was done long ago. The maisa was done 9 o'clock in the morning. Here, he's doing a new maisa after the hafrasha. You can't go so far. That's the Gemara Svara. It's ridiculous. If you did the hafrasha, and now you want to get up and do a new maisa, we have no equivalent to that. The only thing that we have the equivalent to is where you did the maisa in the morning, and now you're doing hafrasha. The shayla is hafrasha going to work for this as well? Right?
Yeah, okay.
Weiter in the Gemara. Yeah. So the Gemara here says, Ella.
It's very strange, the Lashon. Amtina liyat shita evo. Where do you ever hear to such a thing to say this to a cousin?
That's the Gemara's answer. That's the Gemara's answer. That's exactly what the Gemara's answer. If you're telling me the Gemara's answer, if you're telling me that a Yediyah means absolutely nothing, I'm a male of a person that's five Yediyahs, he only brings one carbon asham, so let's go weiter. Extend, let's go to its natural conclusion, even when he'll say, Hamtinuli. And the Gemara says, that's ridiculous, because now you're doing a new Maisa. You're doing a new Maisa.
There's one notch less. He could say, Kofatz uboal. He doesn't have to say he asked for permission. He could have said he just took advantage of the situation. It has to go a notch higher and say he actually asked for permission to do it better.
You'll write up this chiddush in your sefer.
Does he have to bring another card?
You'll write up this chiddush in your sefer to go in a new notch. Kofatz. Shlomo Rabinowitz. They'll say one day shteitor in the sefer. There'll be a big rashiva in the mir sigiz rasha. Effect. The going of Shlomo Rabinowitz, Mordechai Kasha, you can see already in Mir Yeshiva, in the Beis Medrash, the Esi Kasha, for Shteta, Hamtenli, the Gemara Shriza, Kofatz the Baal, Kofatz, like you have a Sprach, the Nusach of the Gemara, Kofatz the Baal, you even know the Nuschois of the Gemara, Vaita. I'm Sholim, you're listening to all this? Sholim, you still there? What happened to Arisha Lehman? He's still there? What's going on over here? His phone. Is he still here, Arisha Lehman? Arisha Lehman, are you with us?
He's here.
He's here, but I don't. Oh, he's at Baruch Hashem. Chaste Hashem ki lo samu. The force is with us. Vaita, let's go back. Let's go back. He also Rav Dimi Omar. Here he goes, and he gives the Gyosu Dimi Omar. He says, "Here's what he says now." Naya Chiddush. Lamandi Omar Hashem Vaday Boyidi. Now we go. We turn the tables. What about the question about Hashem Vaday Boyidi? Bitchil. Oh, Taka does need the idea, right? Let's say that, I told you the Machlokes that a person will not be chayav a carbon Hashem unless he is aware that once upon a time he was aware he knew how to do this. What would then the halacha be? Bol chomesh bilois b'shifcha charufa chayiv al kol achas v'yachas. He'll be chayiv al kol achas v'yachas. He's making a statement here. He will be chayiv according to everyone, just for the yediyah alone. Why? What's the lamdis? The lamdis is because an asham you can be chayiv b'mezid. You can be chayiv b'mezid. So here we're mamish going mikotze elakotze. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says chayif al kol achas v'yachas kosal kedaita chash l'avdimi ha'ditnan. I'm reading Rashi over here on the second wide line. Why? Chash l'avdimi ha'ditnan ha'bol ha'shifcha b'bios ha'bir ina chayif elakas ha'nimilei meizit ina mishoy gibhele mechot avol shoy geik. But let's say it was b'shoigeg v'noy deloy b'intayim l'man d'chashivu le'yidia b'osham mechalekes v'afilu l'reish lokish. We're going to make kotz elikos. So why should this be so? Because osham is mochomor. Because osham works b'mezid. So the combination of Yechayiv afilu b'mezid with the fact that you need a yediya is going to upgrade.
Yeah, have nothing to do with the carbon. Yechayiv mezid.
So that's exactly the Gemara's kasha in the Havmin. It does have what to do. The Gemara in the Havmin now is suggesting that according that being that by this man the Amar holds that a person cannot be chayiv in asham unless he has a yediya, and asham has something going for it in that if you do a b'mezid. You do be amazed that you also chayif. So what does that show you? A yediyah has much more power by a carbon asham than by a carbon chatas. Because by a carbon chatas, the only way you can bring the carbon chatas is if you forget. You don't have the yediyah. You have the yediyah before and the yediyah after. But the yediyah in the middle cannot be there. A carbon asham, the yediyah in the middle can be there. The idea in the middle can be there. That goes to show that the idea is much more powerful. Has a different type of idea. So Eva Zay, even Reish Lakish ordinarily says that a idea is nothing. You have to a maisa. Even he will agree that if you have five ideas, you're going to be chayiv on each and every one, even without a hafrosh and without a kapara. That is Gemara's Hava Amina. The Gemara is a kasha. What? What are you talking about? Where did you jump to make such a conclusion? What about a carbon chatos? By a carbon chatos, the beinon yidia betchila, yidia betchila, and there pliga Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Lakish, and then they argue. In other words, just the opposite. What do they argue? There's a disagreement where. By a carbon beer, you need a yidia b'tchila. So it's the same as Zelbazach. It's Zelbazach. What's the raya? In other words, whoever told you that Osham is better than Chatos? We're going now, Lefi the man de Omar, that Osham Vadai needs a yidia. So all of a sudden, you jump to the conclusion that you're going to be chayv kolachas v'yachas. Why? If it needs the idea, so it's equal to the case of chatos. It also needs the idea in the beginning. Oh, you're telling about chatos only b'shoik this b'mezid. It's a chiluk that's not mechalik. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, upligi v'arei chatos. Look at the Rashi before. Chatos debo yidia b'tchilo. Sh'im b'hevi chatos ekoidem. I made a mistake. The idea mitchila is not the idea that you know that it's forbidden. Here, when it means the idea mitchila means that you have to have the idea after the aver is over, basically. In other words, you have to become aware
that you know the avera.
And next, lanu pligi bechna Reish Lakish, v'kama Reish Lakish te'en yidiyas mechalkos, l'schayiv v'shtayim, al shtei zei seichel b'lem echad, it's not mechalik. Alma, loy chashiva lechiluk yidiya ki chiluk kapara. The chiluk of yidiya does not make a difference. There you must have a yidiya that you did the avera, and yet Reish Lakish says that if you have that yidiya, and Reish Lakish is the ain yidias mechalkos l'schay b'shtayim al shtei zei seichelev pel mechad. So yidias is very choshev, even though it's very choshev. But if you have multiple yidias in the middle, according to Reish Lakish, it doesn't matter. You only chayev one carbon chatos. Now alma loy chashiv lechiluk yidias gichil kapara. V'gabe shivcha charufa b'yidiyoy shebein b'yil l'b'yo lav kehavoas carbon chashiva. Here's the main keywords. It's not like bringing a carbon. It's not v'chihechi de b'meizid d'idei. Just like when you do it b'meizid, mevi achas al kulon hochenami mevi achas al kulon. Rashi over here is saying a lot of words. If you read Rashi, Rashi is like struggling. But basically, he said over here is like this, is that when it comes to a carbon chatos, you don't bring the carbon until you have a yediyah. What is the yediyah? The yediyah is that you did the avera. You did the avera. By a carbon osham, the yediyah is not what's mechayiv you to do the carbon is not the yediyah. What's mechayiv you to bring the carbon is the avera itself. The yediyah is not the trigger. That's the main point. When you do an aver b'shoigeg, so I don't know that I did anything wrong. So why am I chayv doing a carbon chatos? I didn't do anything wrong. Oh, you became aware. Oh, you became aware. Oh, the idea is the trigger to be mechayiv you the carbon chatas. How many ideas did you have? I had five ideas. Oh, five ideas. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you mechayiv five times. According to Reish Lakish, you're only going to mechayiv one time. What's your kasha now? Your kasha now is that when it comes to a carbon asham, so Reish Lakish should agree, you're going to mechayiv five times for the five ideas. You're going to mechayiv five times for each single idea. Since you know that you did it five times, here Reish Lakish should admit it's ridiculous. It's not by a carbon asham, it's not the yediyah that triggers the obligation. What triggers the obligation to bring a carbon asham is the act of sin. And if a person did the act, let's review the simple case, a person did the act of sin five times, how many carbonos are you chayiv? One. You know what Rashi says? If you do it five times in one shot, that's the key point. V'gabi shiv charufa, d'b'idiyos shabein b'il l'b'ya, lav kavos karbon chashiv l'chalik, v'chi hechi, here's the key word, d'b'mezid, d'day, mevi achas al kulam. That's the key. That is where all the action lies. That's the meat of the sugya. If a person, b'mezid, is ba on a shivcha charufa five times, how many karbonos does he bring? One. Why one? There were five ideas. I know this is one, two, three, four, five. I'm well aware, I'm doing it b'mezid. Our dilemma is only when you did it b'shoigig, right? That's what your kasha in the revenue of the Gemara. We start over here. Our dilemma here is when it comes to a carbon, it comes to an asham, a shiv charufa, if a min was born a shiv charufa five times, b'shoigig. And then he has five yediyos. What's halacha going to be? So he wanted to suggest, according to the Ma'andem, that you must have a yediyah in the beginning. You must be aware. Oh, yediyah is chashiv. Oh, yediyah is chashiv. And now you did it five times. Oh, you're going to be chayiv. You have five yediyos. You have five yediyos. Even Reish Lakish will admit, Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to be chayiv five. The Gemara says, no way. The case of Shoigeg is no better than the case of Mezid. It's no better than Mezid. When it's done by Mezid, if you did it five times, how many karbonos are you chayiv? One carbon. Why? I had five yediyos. The answer is, the reason why you chayiv to bring a carbon asham is not because of the yediyah, it's the act. It's the maisa. And if you did the maisa five times in one frame of mind, you chayiv for that one maisa. Because you did it continuously five times. It's the act, it's not the yediyos. So now when you want to convert a case of mezid into shoigeg, and you want to bring out, oh, there were five, later he became aware of his avera five times later on in point in time. Later on, he became aware 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. So now we have five yediyos. Sorry, buddy. The five yediyos is not going to help you, because since asham yechayev b'mezid as well, the fact the Torah was mechayev b'mezid giloy milsa, that the chiyuv carbon by an asham is not for the awareness of what you have done, but it is for the act of what you have done. So just because you had the yediyos five times, so what? The bottom line is you've committed a crime, you've done an act. And even though your act has been broken up into five different parts, you've done this five times, that's the rule. The rule is you bring one carbon. If you did it b'mezid five times, the halacha is you bring one carbon. So if you did it b'shoigeg five times, you bring one carbon, even though you had five yediyos. And even though the rules of yediyos, the rules of the, and even though the yediyos choshev, because they were now following the man, the Amar, that says that you need a yediyah before you do the Aveira to be chayiv for the carbon asham. Very nice. You need a yediyah before you do the Aveira, but that's not relevant to how many carbonos you're going to bring. The point is, the shkoga is no better than the mezid. And when it's been mezid five times, you chayiv only one carbon, even though there were five yidiyos. So now when you did a b'shoigeg, and you have five yidiyos, you only even chayiv one time. It's not comparable to the case of a karmen chatas. I hope I'm explaining it to some degree. It's not so easy, all of these svaras. Vaita. So the Mavi here says now, Ishtik. So this was Eisen. He was silent. The battle was over. The bottom line is, you can't compare the case of Chatos to the case of Osham. Amale Dilma. What's the Raya? B'maisa de la'achar afrasha ka'amrit. It's not a Raya. No, it's not a Raya. Maybe I'll tell you that the case that Rav Dimi asked his snake made his stomach, you misunderstood me. When Rav Dimi made this statement that you're going to be chayiv five times, of course, he never meant to say you're going to be chayiv five times where you only had a yidiyah. He meant to say where the lachar hafrosha ka'amrit. He only meant to say that if a person was mafrish one carbon, osham, and then did another avera, did it again, and then it was mafrish a second carbon, and then did it again. So here where you did the maisa after the hafrosha. Oh, you did the maisa. That's not comparable to anything we've learned until now. Everything we've learned until now was there was no hafrosha. There was just the avera. You ate two kizesim of chelev, and now we have to break up when you became aware of it. But when you set aside a carbon, and now you do the avera again. Of course, everyone agrees in mechayiv multiple times. Not a raya. Like we said before. You're right. He never meant to ask that. We know he's just trying to save grace that he didn't. That what was your havamina? He was embarrassed. What kind of a havamina is this? So the Gemara is taking away the shame of the havamina. That's very interesting because the Gemara does do that. The Gemara many times when it presents a havamina, the Gemara is very proud of a havamina. Here, when the Gemara presents a havamina, and the Gemara now is taking away the havamina, it's more the Gemara. You don't have this anywhere in Shas. I challenge you to find me parallels to this sugya in Shas where the Gemara presents a Havamina and the Gemara gives an answer. And then the Gemara says, you know, it wasn't even really a Havamina because when he made his statement, he was not referring to a case of Stam Yidiyos. He was referring to a Hechatimsa where he did the Avera after he did already the Hafrasha. Why would the Gemara want to go take away a Havamina? So this goes back to an old Yisoid, and the Yisoid is every Hava Mina has potential, is MS in a different sugya. It's like someone once told me they went to listen in on a class. They wanted to send their child to a certain yeshiva, and they wanted to see if the Rebbe is a good Rebbe. So they went into the lesson, they sat in the back, and they listened to the Rebbe give a shir, and the Rebbe asked the child a question, and the child gave an answer. And the Rebbe, this was the clinch for the parents, and the Rebbe said to the child, the Rebbe said to the student, it's an excellent answer for a different question. Not for this question. So he didn't put the child down. He was mechazik the child. It was an excellent answer, but for a different question. But it was an excellent answer. Every havamina is an excellent yesoid. Not in this sugya, in another mesechta. Go to Masechta Yevamos, Masechta Kedushin, Masechta Gittin, Masechta Kot, Masechta Zvachim, but not in this sugya. In Masechta Shabbos, Arois from the Beis Medrash, not in Masechta Shabbos. But when the Gemara, sometimes the Gemara feels the Hava Mina is so flawed, it's so corrupt, you have to eradicate it. And there's no application even in another Masechta. You hear the chiluk? That's how far you have to go. So every havamina is applied somewhere else. But this Gemara saying this havamina is so krum, arois, take it out. He never even said it. It was said magia ach kapara. All right, davening ma'ariv now. You see, look, Shlomi, we have a shul here. Look, you see, we have a whole shul over here. There's no more corona here. What? Good night.
Just recording the frying.
What?
Is that you or me?
Everyone, alts. Ner lecha, ner lemeha. You weren't Dav Ma'ariv? Or you left?
Yeah.